Adam, I think it's an understatement to say we've heard a lot about diversity over the past month. But looking beyond race for just a minute, your reporter Brian Bruce spent the week looking at political diversity in Oklahoma. And he found that our status as a solidly red state could cost Oklahoma income. Explain what he means.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma is known as one of the most red states, along with Utah. In the last presidential election, Mitt Romney won all 77 counties. And because it's so sure for the GOP, they just don't pay much attention. The state only got $1,300 in ad revenue from the national GOP and Democrat organizations. You know, some political experts like Richard Johnson at OCU says there's just no reason for a Democratic presidential candidate to even come to Oklahoma.
And I don't think many people would disagree that choice and options are generally good things, but there's one economist who says Oklahoma's homogeneous political culture does actually have a few perks.
Yeah, Gregory Burge at OU says that it can make it easier to form public policy when you can get buy-in from everybody really easily. It's like if you have a group of coworkers and they're trying to go out to lunch and everybody likes Mexican, then you can just find a place that easily.
So what's the outcome here? Take me through the progression of what comes next.
Well, having one solid culture like that can make some people feel ignored, and it can push people to extreme. The Brookings Institute also said that the solid red states get 15% fewer federal grants than the swing states, and it might be breaking out into kind of open warfare here in Oklahoma. This week, State Rep. Paul Wesselhoft called for a boycott of an event sponsored by the Oklahoma State Chamber and the firing of CEO Fred Morgan. He said that group is not a friend to real conservatives.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something that could affect Oklahoma's tribal populations. The Journal Record's Sarah Terry Kobo says there's a federal rule change that could threaten tribal recycling programs. There was a meeting in Catoosa last week about this topic. What's going on here?
The EPA was explaining that a new rule says tribes can't use federal money to start recycling programs, and it can't be used to collect, sort, or transport materials. It's not a cut in money, but it's just a new restriction on the use. It can be used for HR and financial management of recycling programs, but the tribes say, you know, you can't really do one without the other.
So how exactly is this going to affect some of the tribes, especially in rural parts of the state that likely don't have access to city sanitation services?
The Modoc tribe, the Wyandots, and the Citizen Potawatomi Nation said that they may have to cut services right away. And these are programs that help them clean up illegal dumps and make sure that people don't burn material in their yards.
So what's next here? Do these tribes have any recourse?
Well, President Clinton signed an executive order that said the government must conduct formal consultation with tribes before changing rules that affect them. So Wyandotte Chief Billy Friend is optimistic that regional EPA officials will pass his concerns up the chain and that the decision will eventually be reversed.
All right, two interesting issues that were under the radar this week. Adam Brooks, the managing editor of the Journal Record, thanks as always for your perspective.
My pleasure.